Here we go. This is The Rock Show with me, Neil Jones, here on a Sunday night on Star Radio. Joining me on the end of the line, it's a pleasure to be speaking to a very, very critically acclaimed rock photographer, Mr. Nick Elliott. How are you, sir?
Hi, Neil. Good to be with you tonight.
So listen,
thanks, mate.
You have been snapping just about everybody from the world of rock, haven't you? Tell us, first of all, how long you've been in the rock photography business.
Well, I've actually been specialising in the music industry for the past 20-plus years, but I've been around it all my career, and I've been taking pictures since dinosaurs ruled the earth, really.
most
classic rock artists.
I've got to ask you, I know it's a bit of a weird question to ask, but is there somebody that you actually enjoy taking photos of, somebody who always gives a kind of good pose on stage?
I've taken some exceptional shots of artists of the likes of Arthur Wainwright, Julian Cope, done a lot of good stuff with Robert Plant. Status Quo are also a very good kind of, photographic act. The list goes on, really. I mean, Iron Maiden last year. There's loads of them, Neil, loads of them. It's very difficult to actually pull it all together when asked a question like that.
And of course it's great, isn't it? Because, you know, being a photographer, you are right down the front, in front of the crowd, in the pit, right in front of the band up their noses, literally, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And, a fair bit of the time, actually, backstage with these guys, on stage, side stage and all the rest of it. You know, so the access to these people is, in most cases, quite exceptional.
Well, one of the reasons we've got you on the show, as well as just wanting to talk rock about you, because that's what we love on this show, is something which is very special to Cambridge and Ely, and that's the Cambridge Folk Festival, which kicks off the last weekend of July. And you have put together a book. Tell us all about that. It's called 10, A Decade in Pictures.
In images, actually, Neil. The book actually started life probably some kind of 18 months, 2 years ago. I was approached by a very high-profile music book publisher called Rufus Stone that specialised in music books. And he liked my work so much, they were that keen to do a section of volumes of my rock photography. And to cut a long story short, this kind of thing, you know, was spoken about for really about 2.5 years on and off. And then we kind of nailed it down some 18 months ago. And having seen the amount of archive that I have and the kind of potential of some of the work, it was then put to me that they wanted to do more than one or two books. They wanted to do several volumes of the rock images. And also, would I like to do anything else? They pretty much gave me carte blanche to do exactly what I wanted to do. And I said that, well, yeah, there is actually, you know, Cambridge Folk Festival, I'd worked it in so many different guises, you know, with artists, direct, record companies, media over the past 11, 12 years. And I've got such an extensive archive of what I termed to be very, very special imagery. And I said to him, look, yeah, can we do a book on the Cambridge Rock Festival? So we kind of nailed it down to a decade period. And this book is actually in two editions. We've got a very deluxe edition, which is limited to only 250. This thing is leather bound and it contains more images than the kind of standard book. This comes in a full livery flight case. It's a really pucker, special bit of gear. It's well nice. And then there's another edition, which is the standard edition. These three books carry three different covers, and on the two standards we have Joan Baez leading on the cover, and an image of no other less than the great Robert Plant on the second book. So these things are actually, again, these are limited to 1,000. And, you know, really, it's just such a special project to me to have worked on this for so long. And, well, hopefully everybody who sees it, buys it and you know, hopefully gets a copy of it, will really enjoy it as much as I have putting it together.
Awesome stuff. And I know you mentioned the publisher there. They did an amazing book, which was also a limited edition, really high quality book on Ronnie James Dio, which I saw. I mean, the quality of those was absolutely fantastic. People listening to this show now who have got tickets to the Folk Festival will probably want to get hold of a copy of that. Presumably, they can do so at the festival. But if they're not going to the festival, just tell us about either way. If you're going to the festival, how you get on, if you're not going to the festival.
Well, if you're not going to the festival, you should be, because it's worth a weekend's trip. If you're not going to the festival, you can get it direct from Rufus Stone's website, which is rslimiteditions.com. Everything is on there. You can buy it direct online. Pre-orders have been taken since the end of May. Or you can go to my online fine art gallery, which is nickelliottpictures.com, where you can buy it also on there if you're not going to the festival. But if you are going to the festival, there's going to be quite a big bash made of the whole gig, really. Rufus Stoner having a customised marquee there that will, you'll be able to preview the book, look at it, feel it, touch it, do whatever you want to do with it. And you'll be able to buy it there. There's various different signings that I'm doing over the weekend, and would be very, very up for, you know, people who do buy it or just want to come along and have a chat and meet me, or we can meet each other, have a bit of a rabbit, top job, you know, be well up for that. And there's also Q&A sessions and all kind of stuff's going on, to radio interviews. It's a big thing over the Folk Festival weekend, so it should be even more enjoyable for me than it is every other year I've done it. So, yeah, looking forward to that a lot.
Awesome stuff. It's 10 years of the Folk Festival as seen through the lens of Nick Elliott. Nick, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Before we go, I know you're a big rock fan. I'm going to give you the honour of on this occasion. Don't do this very often. Only to special people, Nick, which we now include you in that category. What I'm going to do is I want you to tell me who your favourite rock band is, and I'll get you to pick a track. We'll stick it on the playlist. Who are you going to go for?
My favourite rock band would be AC/DC.
Good man.
But if you want to chuck a bit of the great Rory Gallagher in there, that would be really where it all started for me.
And pick a track from Rory for us and we'll give it a spin.
We'll have a bit of Hometown or Messing with a Kid. Live from Europe would do top job.
Awesome stuff. Nick Elliott, it's a pleasure speaking to you. If you're going to the festival, do stop by that marquee and shake hands with Nick, a fantastic photographer. And we'll give you all the details again after we've heard this one, the late, great Mr. Rory Gallagher. Nick, thanks very much.
No problem. Anytime, Neil. Have a good evening.